Hey Peacekeepers, welcome back to another episode. Before we begin, I just want to give a quick, huge shout out. That was so hard to say. Look, I'm already stuttering and we are literally 10 seconds in. Welcome to Passions or Peace podcast. But I want to give a quick shout out to Isabel's Iced Cakes on Instagram. She is out of the Nevada Mesquite area. If you are looking for somebody to do a baby shower, to do a cake for a wedding or a kid's birthday, or you need like extra cute little snacks, you like chocolate covered strawberries, chocolate covered pretzels, she is your girl. She does amazing themes, an amazing job, and literally I cannot believe that you humans are so creative, because it blows my mind, and I wish I had a badass talent like baking, because I literally would never stop. But go ahead and give her a follow on Instagram at Isabel's Iced Cakes. Also, you guys, do not forget our newest addition or sponsor, I should say, not addition, Hollywood Luxe Lash. They are luxurious lashes made just for you. If you are looking for some big, bold, bougie eyelashes, you know I love them because of my giant eyeballs. So styles like Billionaire, Scandal, West Hollywood, Sunset Boulevard, and my favorite is Prestigious. Go to HollywoodLuxLash.com and order yourself a pair and feel like a bad bitch today, man. So, you guys, I got into this kind of a funk because, heyo, my seasonal depression has kicked in as soon as it felt one drop of snow on my head. So I don't know what it is that puts me into these just crisis, moments of crisis where I really don't know what the fuck is going on, you know? So I was just thinking about a topic that I wanted to talk about today. I have a billion other things that I still need to talk about, a billion other people that I still need to interview, but when the winter comes, it's like hard to drive 45 minutes to the other person or even just find some time or have a day off, because as you guys know, I work a billion hours a day, I have two jobs, like your girl is just trying to make it out here. But it's a hard life. So in the midst, is that what you say? Midst? Oh my god. In the middle, I should say, of my research, I came across a topic. And I found this really super interesting because of the background it comes from, because of the philosophy, literally philosophy. I decided, in case you couldn't tell by the title, that we are going to be discussing questions that revolve around metaphysics, or I should say some metaphysical questions. And for those of you who do not know the definition of metaphysics, it is the branch of philosophy that deals with the first principle of things, including abstract concepts such as being, knowing, substance, cause, identity, time, and space. So the second definition is abstract theory with no basis in reality. So then I also, for those of you who are struggling with that definition, I also have what is metaphysics in simple terms. And according to Google, it comes from the Greek meta and physica, after things of nature, referring to an idea, doctrine, or posited reality outside of human sense perception. In modern philosophical terminology, metaphysics refers to the study of what cannot be reached through objective studies of material reality. And I know that in my state of mind, I probably shouldn't be answering these questions, but I feel like that is the best time to sit and answer, dig deeper, and really focus on what these questions mean to you, what reality and time and the concept of this so-called reality even means. So for those of you that are super spiritual, I should say, like, you guys know I love Jesus, he's my homie, but I also have a lot of questions, you know, and I don't think he's gonna like I hope he's not gonna like scold me to hell for having questions and just thinking in a different way that is inside the box of religion, you feel me? So we're gonna get real deep here, you guys. So if you are in a state of existential crisis, I am going to give you not really a trigger warning, but I probably should just in case. These questions kind of, they really make you think. And if you are in a fragile state in which you feel like you are having a hard time grasping reality, then maybe skip this episode and then come back to it and then we can talk. But we're gonna get right into this, all right? So, metaphysical questions. The very first one on this page is there anything that must be true of absolutely everything that exists? So, I'm assuming by them asking, is there anything that must be true of absolutely everything that exists? And the first time I read that, I want to say, well, that it exists. But how are we so positive that, like, higher powers exist, I should say? I don't want to step on anybody's toes. You guys know I love Jesus, but, like, sometimes your girl has doubts. But something that must be true of absolutely everything that exists is that to us, in our own perception, our own minds, it does exist to us, right? If we're talking personal. So for me, I could say that the one true thing about everything is that at least I think it exists. Damn, this is going to be a long, trippy episode. I can feel it. The second question is, must anything that exists have intrinsic properties? I have to Google what that word means because I am dumb. Copy, and we're going to go to Google. We're going to paste. Definition, here we go. Intrinsic. Belonging naturally or essentially. Access to the arts and eccentric to a high quality of life is eccentric to a high quality of life. Must anything that exists have eccentric properties? Well, yeah, I believe so. Anything that exists has to have these properties, considering if it just belongs naturally. If it exists, then yes, it has to, because in our perception, in our world, the way we view it, it is there, it belongs there, the grass is green, the sky is blue, like, you know? Oh, I am scared for this episode, you guys. What are properties? Are they universals or tropes or what? Literally, it just says or what at the end. What are properties? I feel like properties are rules. They are basically unspoken rules, like things we just know are there because they're there. Like, you know, do we know about the moon? No, not as much as we should. But is it like a property that we know has been there, just chilling, just doing its thing? Yes. So I would consider it like the moon, the sun, the planets, properties, because there are things that have always been there and things that we don't really exactly know about, but we're trying to. The next question says, must anything that exists stand in some relation to something else? Yes, because everything has a chain reaction. Everything has an effect. So let's say that you believe that God created the earth in 7 days. Then if that did not exist, then we would not be here today. You know how people say like the dinosaurs and then the extinction and then the evolution of humans and stuff. It's all one giant big chain reaction. Where it came from or what it has to do with anything, I don't know, sis, but here we are kicking. Next one is, must anything that exists be completely determinate, or can there be vague objects? I think anything that exists does not have to be completely determinate. I think that they can in fact be vague objects, simply because we don't have proof that aliens exist yet, but you guys know they're there. You guys hella know they're there. If you're still listening to my crazy ass, then I'm pretty sure that you are probably just as crazy as yourself. I mean, as myself. And that you believe that there are other beings out there. The next question says, can there be things that exist that are not in time? And this goes back to being spiritual. If you believe in any sort of religion, then you believe that they exist and they are not in time. The next question is there anything that is not part of... Ooh, you guys, I have no idea what that word means either. Look at me copying and pasting over here in Google. Definition, here we go. Spatiotemporal? Spatiotemporal. Belonging to both space and time, or to space time. Let's reread that question. Is there anything that is not part of time and space? Why do all these questions keep making my brain go back to religion? I'm just going to not answer that because, of course, I'm just going to say it refers back to, in my head, it refers back to religion, because if you are religious and you do not believe that it is in time or space, you believe that they are in a whole different heaven or a whole different, that's the best way I can explain it. So, next question says, what are the truth makers for mathematical statements? You know, I have no idea, because nothing about mathematical statements makes sense to me. So I just hope that all the people who are making the laws and the truth for these statements know what they're doing, because I sure as hell have no idea what they're talking about. Number 9, what are numbers? Numbers to me always make up some sort of a sign. For example, if you believe in like angelic numbers and things like that, lucky numbers, even numbers make up our lives. If you are one of those people who like constantly look at the clock and then it's like 444 or 333 or, you know, some crazy quadruple, triple digit number, I believe there is a reason for that. And I believe that you need to be looking deeper into like angelic numbers and things like that, because the universe is definitely trying to give you signs through numbers. Next question is, can there be necessarily extant entities? Can there be necessarily extant entities? And of course that goes back to religion, as well as like aliens And if you're like me, then you are not naive and you think that there is in fact life on other planets. So I will say yes to that. The next question says, what are the truth makers for statements of logical possibility? And it always goes back to examples of life. If somebody can take an example of life and make it make sense, then people just assume it's logical and it makes it so. And we follow it, we learn it, we trust in it, and that's just how it is. Next question says, do merely possible worlds exist? Yes, I believe so. I truly, truly believe so. Number 15, what sorts of things are possible worlds? All sorts of things. I think there is an infinite amount of different lives, situations, planets, universes, time zones, galaxies. I believe that all these different things are possible worlds. Next question is change really possible? And that's a hard one because I guess it depends on what you're talking about. For certain things, I could say yes. Like, change is possible. Like, you grow, you develop, you change. But as for different things, like, do I ever think humanity will be as a whole and we'll live in peace and everything will be fine? And, like, if you ask me things like that, then I really don't think so. I don't think humans can change. I don't think they want to. So, as for is change really possible, I think the answer would have to depend on the circumstances. The next question is, can there be things that are in principle unobservable? I believe so. I think that there's a lot of things that we don't know. And I think there is a lot of things that stay hidden because they do not want to be known. So yes, definitely. Can one make sense of a non-reductionist view of theoretical entities? Can one make sense of a non-reductionist view of theoretical entities? I think it just depends on how open-minded you are and how willing you are to listen and to be open and actually take the time to observe and try to make sense of it instead of just shutting it down. Next question, can there be aspects of reality that are in principle unknowable? Yes, definitely. I feel like there are so many things that we don't know about, such as death, dying. It's literally something that we probably will never know anything about until we croak, but we accept that it's unknowable and we just trudge along. Why is there something rather than nothing? You know, I have no idea. I wish I could answer that. I wish there was nothing, but unfortunately we are all together living in the something. And I would like to believe that there is a reason that we're here. There's a reason for us to... There's a reason as to why we are spending so much time here, or that our placement in this time and place is for a reason, but honestly, I don't understand. I've never been able to understand, but here we are. The next question asks, could the world contain only dispositional properties? I don't think so. The world is a crazy place. Humans are crazy. People need to feel real. Because if we all didn't feel real, we'd all lose our minds, I'm sure. Next question is, can there be pure dispositional properties? That is, properties that have no categorical basis. I believe there can be, but that the world cannot only contain dispositional properties, if that makes sense. Next question is, what is time? I feel like time was a concept made by man to put order in us, to make us feel like we are on a clock, to be able to run us better, to make us like a corporate operation. Time was made to put us in check. Next question is time real or an illusion? I truly believe it is an illusion. If all of us just one day woke up and just said like, fuck it, like, and not ever paid attention to time again, yeah, the world would be in chaos, but we wouldn't need it. It's just like daylight savings, how some places do it and other places don't. Kind of like that. Could time be cyclic? And my answer to that would probably be yes. Simply because it's just something that we've always followed. Next question, can there be time without change? Can there be time without change? Yes, I believe there can be time without change. The next question states, is space real or an illusion? I believe space is more, even more real than we know. I think space is a whole different topic that I wish I could talk about, but I'm trying to keep my listeners coming back. The next question is space itself an entity, or is it reducible to spatial relationships between objects and events? Space itself is, in fact, an entity, in my opinion. I shouldn't have said in fact and then said in my opinion. I really truly believe that it is an entity all in itself. It's something that we will never fully know completely about, but he's there just chilling. Do laws of nature govern the occurrence of events in time? Yes, I believe so. Let me just get this yawn out of me. Sorry, guys. Do laws of nature govern the occurrence of events in time? I believe so, because basically humans are always going to follow the laws of nature. And because of that, it affects the time we're in. It affects time that happens in that situation. Literally, the heater kicked in and it caused the worst brain fog. My head is so foggy, like I'm ready to go to sleep. It's not often that I get off work this early. I got off 2 hours early because I didn't close tonight and I feel so out of whack. But the next question is, could a cause succeed its effect? I think so. With a lot of things, I think cause could succeed its effect. When there is constant change, people are changing, things are growing, we are learning new things, there is always a way that we could outgrow, I should say, the effect of certain situations. Could a cause and its effect be simultaneous? Yes, I truly believe that is also a thing. A lot of people say that something can't be both a cause and effect, but I beg to differ. Do casual relations between events per supposed casual laws? Yes. I can't go into deeper. I don't have an example for that, but yes, I believe so. Oh, man. Here we go. I'm going to switch off to this next one over here because I don't want this to be I don't want this to be super, super long, but I am going to skim through it really fast and see if there's something that I want to talk about from right here. What is consciousness? I believe consciousness is literally how, to put it in Gen Z terms, how woke you are. I think consciousness is just being very aware, knowing what's going on, being open-minded, being not only spiritual, but being able to understand that there are probably other beings in this life, and that just being very aware, very woke is the most descriptive way I could describe what consciousness is. The last question out of this set is, are humans free? And I truly believe we are not, no matter who we think we are, no matter what is happening or anything. I don't think we've never been, and we never will be, because at the end of the day, we all report to the big dog, and I'm sorry, guys. But no, I do not think humans are free, and I do not think that we will ever be free. The next question is, are you the same person you were yesterday? And I don't feel like I'm ever the same person, not only because I have like 7,000 different personalities, but because I feel like I always learn something I didn't know the day before. So no, I'm not the same person, because even if it's knowing one new random fact, I'm different because I know one new random fact. So I am definitely not the same person I was yesterday. What is time? Are we affected by it, or do our consciousness create it? I guess I basically already answered that. Time is an illusion. Yes, we are affected by it. And yes, I believe our consciousness creates it because we choose to follow it and let it run our lives. Next is there such a thing as a soul? And I'd like to believe so. I would like to believe that us souls will, if we don't come back in one life, then maybe we will come back in 12 other lives and we'd still have our same old baby soul just chilling, trying to make it out as best as we can. Is there anything for us beyond our physical death? As much as I would love to say yes, I don't think so. I'm not sure if I'm fond of the whole reincarnation idea, and as chill as that would be, I would love to have a second chance at living this life, because I was literally laying down yesterday thinking about the snow, and then I went into a crisis about how I literally just, I fucked up with this life, man. Like, I was thinking about when I was younger and like just thinking how I wish I would have just focused in school more and just been a different human, but there's no way that I could go back and take it back unless there's something beyond our physical death and I am able to try this again. But I don't think so. The next is, could we ever accurately predict the future, or does the spooky action of the quantum world, as Einstein put it, mean things are inherently unpredictable? I do believe that we can accurately predict the future because stars, moons, planets, and the universe does not lie, sis. Are there an infinite number of realities beyond our own, where each possible decision is taken and each fork in the road traveled down? I truly fucking hope so, because I hope that there is multiple universes where I had handled a lot of things differently, and a lot of my friends were still alive, and that, you know, I hope that there's other worlds where that Cindy is getting it right. Why is there something and not nothing? I already answered that. But yeah, I think that's all I'm going to talk about today before I end up boring you guys to death. We're already almost 30 minutes in, and I feel like I've just talked and talked and talked and talked, but literally that's what a podcast is, right? Remember, you guys, we are on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon at Passions Are Peace Podcast. Remember, if you have a request, you can go ahead and email me at passionsarepeace@gmail.com. We are on Twitter, Instagram at passionsarepeace@gmail.com. My personal Snapchat is CindyMarie1116. I also have a TikTok, and I be making all the funny TikToks. Jake always links it in the show notes down below, so make sure you check that out. Also, do not forget to follow at Isabel's Ice Cakes for all your wedding, baby shower, and birthday needs. Don't forget to get yourself a bougie-ass pair of eyelashes from Hollywood Luxe Lash. And if you are crazy about Funko Pops, don't forget to follow at Funko's Be Poppin'. And all those snazzy little Funko pages that are just trying to get you a good ass deal on your Funkos. But yeah, you guys, it's a weird time in life right now. Make sure that you are trying to get out into the sun, even if it is standing at the window with a blanket around yourself. Seasonal depression is coming, so hang in there. We got a few months of this nonsense, but we're going to keep on kicking, so remember to take care of yourself. Drink water. Self-care. I just smacked the pop filter with my nose. And I really hope that you guys are taking care of yourself, because this winter feels like it's going to be a rough one. Yeah. Remember that in the description we have ways that you can help and donate for Black Lives Matter and for Vanessa Guillen's family. Just, you guys, keep pushing, because life is so crazy. But hug a local LGBTQ member. Make sure that they know you love them. If you have people who are undocumented in your life, que no tienen papeles, make sure that you tell them that they are going to be all right. Tell your employees, your co-workers, your friends, your neighbors, your dreamers, your DACA recipients, that I think we're going to be all right. So let's hope that all of this blows over smoothly, and come January, things will maybe be different. So I love you guys. Stay peaceful. Stay passionate. Take care of yourselves. And, well, we'll see you in the next one. Bye.